Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Look ahead to tomorrow. Gator Dave will be with us. Griff will be with us. And I think Buck might be back. I need to check on that today. I'll make that text and see if Buck is out of his meetings. So maybe he's back on the Tuesday show. That's for tomorrow. Friday, we'll be at the Southern Second Oyster in the downtown 615. We will be trying to dodge all the pedal taverns and the scooters, which is hard to do. We'll do our best, though. 888-702-5494 and on Twitter at Billis King. Grant checking in this morning. 30 for 30, Grant. Says, Bill, Slava was on fire this morning. I even laughed at the shot he took at Georgia with the Bulldog Tombs in the stadium. Slava was fantastic. Slava travels all the time. He'll call. He's down somewhere in Florida. He'll call. He's up north. Now he's at Omaha. Yeah, he's got two teams. Slava likes Vandy and Louisville, and they just happened to play in the College World Series yesterday. And I didn't even think of that angle. I should have. That's on me. I was talking to Grant on Friday. Grant is going to get Southeastern Termite and Pest to do his quarterly sprays, etc. And we were talking. Grant has, and I don't know how many of you have this same pet, but he's got a pot-bellied pig. It's a 150-pounder. It's a pet. Now, I'm not speaking from experience. I can't wordsmith this, but apparently it's about like having a dog. I'm an animal lover. That's something I would really enjoy. My wife would probably kill me, so I'm not going to get one, but I would love. I like anything. If you said, Bill, you can have a pet bird, a pet fish, a pet ostrich, I'd say yes. I can't go into pet stores. I never go into pet stores because I want everything, literally. I'll buy anything in there. I never. Last time I went in a pet store, it's a few years ago, and we got one of those. I don't even know how to describe it. It's one of those, boy, structure. Would that be the right term? That they make for cats so they can climb up it, and they have different levels, different perches and stuff. You know, and it's, it's wooden, but it's surrounded with carpet, and they can climb up it, and they can sit up real high, and you know those things. Probably a ripoff. I think I spent $150 on that thing. It's probably built for like $5. I spent probably $150. My wife, within the last 2 years, that thing disappeared. I know she threw it out. So anyways, yeah, that was interesting. Talking to Grant about that. A pot-bellied pig. Rob in the 210, that's San Antonio, says, Bill, radio platinum this morning with Yakmanev Slava. Investing with Brad Powers for entertainment purposes only is better than Fidelity and Prudential. That's a good point. Yeah, Slava is being from Russia and moving to the States years ago is a very intellectual dude. But he loves sports. He likes football, basketball, baseball. He's a very much more well-traveled than me. I'm not well-traveled at all. Yeah, Slava is an international talent. That's the best way to describe him. Here's a picture of Slava at Louisville, the football field. And he's sitting there, really nobody else in the stadium, staring at cranes. They're doing some, this is a couple of years ago, doing some construction at one of the ends of the football field, and he's holding a cup of, looks like Woodford Reserve. That's the good stuff. When we did the show from the, well, it was the construction trailer of the Omni in Louisville, a couple of summers ago, about three summers ago, Omni wasn't even built. They were just starting it. One of the gifts they gave us was a bottle of Woodford Reserve. It sat in the cabinet at home for about 6 months. And I got tired of walking by it one day. And, well, you can imagine the rest. I think it was after a long college football Saturday. I think it was. And I walked by the cabinet, and I saw that sitting there. I said, you know what? I don't need to walk by here again without grabbing that thing. It's like 11 at night. I was all beat down. I'd watched 10,000 college football games that day. And it was time to take the edge off. That's the good stuff. Wow. That's the real good stuff, if you know what I mean. 888-702-5494. And I didn't even realize. So is that for those of you who buy the Phil Tinfoil magazine? I haven't bought it and I won't. But I know many of you do. For those of you who have the Phil Tinfoil football magazine, preview magazine, Slava says right here that he's got Missouri in a bowl game, although they are under a bowl ban for this year. They got Missouri. Actually, I wonder if the people of Nashville know this. They've got Missouri coming to the 615 to be in the Music City Bowl. I wonder if you could do that. Could you just, I know it's an NCAA rule and they've got a bowl ban and all that, but could you just defy the rules and just bring them down and let them play? Just say, you know what? We're playing anyways. I don't care. Sue us. So Phil, who says they edit and edit and edit and then edit 50 more times after that, the magazine, didn't have any of his, quote, so-called editors notice that they've got Missouri in a bowl game, and they also left the Citrus Bowl completely out. Yeah. Completely out. Now, I don't get the magazine. So if this is a inaccuracy, which Slava's never inaccurate, but if for some reason it happens to be, then I'll stand corrected. I'll double back. I'll walk all of this back if it's true. College World Series. How many are you watching? I'm enjoying the heck out of it. I wanted to mention a couple of other things. When I watch, for example, when I watch college football, there are very few analysts that ever grab me and take me with them. Now, I'm not saying that they don't do a good job, but I don't feel like – it's probably because I've been immersed in football around the clock for 40-plus years now, at least. So that's probably the reason. That might be the reason. There are very few analysts that I just go, man, I love his ability to explain and describe things. Again, let me repeat. Doesn't mean there aren't a bunch doing a good job. It's just I never feel that way. It's probably just because it's the life I live. But I got to tell you, the SEC analysts in baseball that are basically the ones doing the College World Series, for the most part, led by, and they don't necessarily put him in this position, but led by Ben McDonald. But all of those guys do what I think is an excellent job in describing what's going on during a baseball game, way more than MLB analysts do. Now, maybe that's just the reason being I don't watch much MLB ever. It's boring. I just don't enjoy it. Pro sports in general, I don't like much. It's boring to me. I like the energy of the college game. Watching the analysts, whether it's an SEC game or whether it's the College World Series, and I'm not talking about the play-by-play guy. I'm talking about the analysts. Again, like Ben McDonald and some of the others, I think are just A-plus at what they do. Baseball inherently, particularly for today's generation, is boring. It is. It's a stand-around, it's a seemingly stand-around, slow, laborious game that today's generation can't grasp onto as much. Now, it's still a good sport. My last baseball player, who is my 16-year-old, quit 2 years ago, said, Dad, I just can't do it. And he was pretty good at it. I mean, he was good enough to play. But he said, Dad, I just don't like it. And you know what? I'm past begging somebody to play a sport. My older ones, I made play a few sports just because I wanted to be busy, and they enjoyed it. The younger ones, they get the benefit from me. I'm not begging you to play sports. No. I've been through this with seven kids. I'm beyond those days, okay? I'm beat down. And the day he said he didn't want to play baseball anymore, I was totally good with it. Did not matter to me. He said, Dad, I just don't want to play anymore. I said, okay. That was the conversation. It went no further. But to take a sport that to many is boring, it's too long, the season, Major League Baseball season is too long, it's just too many games, oh, whatever the complaint is, right? Some of you might agree, some of you might disagree. Some of you may think it's perfect. It's the way it ought to be. Regardless of that, the analysts doing college baseball, led by Ben McDonald, in my opinion, are excellent. They're A-plus at what they do. And I like the cerebral part of baseball, not Major League Baseball, the college game. I like the thinking. Baseball is thought to be the original thinking man's sport. I remember when I was a kid, people would say, Bill, baseball is the thinking man's sport. Now, all sports involve the thinking, but baseball has that first moniker. It's a thinking man's sport. And what the analysts do in college baseball, making me think and keeping me connected in a sport that typically would bore me, is saying something there. Yeah, they keep me connected like, well, previously nobody could keep me connected. For example, last night, now I had the College World Series on all weekend. Win the games. I mean, it's just eight teams, so but all the games I made a point to be knowledgeable to watch. The only thing I missed was the best part, I guess, of the Auburn-Mississippi State game, and it was the comeback. Mississippi State came back 1-5-4. But I noticed on another channel you had the Dodgers and Cubs on. Now I grew up a Dodger fan, and I didn't watch a lick of it. No interest at all last night. Not one ounce of interest in that. I couldn't tell you who broadcast it. I couldn't tell you who won the game. I noticed Cody Bellinger. I noticed him. You know that Cody Bellinger actually signed. Now, Oregon had not been playing baseball for quite some time. Then they brought it back a few years ago. Yeah, Oregon was not playing. Oregon State is the program out there. But Cody Bellinger signed with Oregon. Never got there. Ended up taking a minor league contract and going with it. And obviously now he's a superstar. But they signed with Oregon, which I didn't realize till the other day. Tickets at Primo Seats. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. That's concerts. That would be sporting events. It would be any sport, anytime, college or pro. And here's the deal. You're going to get a good price. But if you want to better that price, we've got a little thing you can do. Take the name Bill Is King. Bill Is King. And put that name in the promo code box. That will get you an additional approximate 5% off your ticket purchase price. And that's not just the first time. That's any time and every time you purchase tickets. There's no limit to that. Every time. Take the name Bill Is King, put it in the promo code box, you're going to get an approximate 5% off. PrimoSeats.com. Let's take the break. We are coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Another crash on I-24, this one with injuries heading westbound around Licton Pike. Other wrecks on I-24 in Jolton, eastbound at the Whites Creek Pike exit, Old Hickory Boulevard, and Claylick Road. More wrecks with injuries on 65 South between Briley and OHB, wrecks in Midtown at 8th and Bradford, and on Charlotte Avenue at City Avenue. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I gotta tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning, mostly cloudy with your high at 86. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 70. Tuesday, more showers, cloudy with your high at 83. And Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com is with us on Friday. He posted some more of the bigger market moves, spread movements that he's been noticing. And remember now, interesting lesson by Brad. Those that make money don't bet the mainstream games all the time, because those lines are pretty sharp. Doesn't mean you can't make money on them, but those lines are pretty sharp. All those teams are studied, recognizable. If you get off the beaten path a little bit and you do your homework, there's value there, maybe more value there. See, a lot of people bet games just because that's what they're going to be watching. And that's a very dangerous thing. Betting a game because that's the main game and you're going to be watching it anyways is a dangerous proposition. Again, doesn't mean you won't win it, but on average, more people are going to lose with that philosophy than win over a period of time. Yeah, betting a game because these are the main games and having a little action gives me a little extra exhilaration is a good way to lose. Although that's what people will always do. Here are a few. Now, these are off the beaten path a little bit. Now, Michigan is mainstream, but this game isn't. Michigan versus the team just, well, 45 minutes from Will Cook. Maybe 30 minutes. That'd be the Burrow, MTSU. Or Cosby Cattleman, MTS who is what he says. That's rude. Very rude. Michigan was a 29.5-point favorite. It's been bet up to 31. Not giving Rick Stockstill and company any respect there. Betting the Maize and Blue to win even bigger than 29.5. Like I said, it's 31 now. Nebraska versus South Alabama. -32, it's been bet up. It's now 34. Frosty's team, -34 versus South Alabama. The guy that Zach Smith says is the number one head coach in the Big Ten, that'd be Nebraska. Rutgers, -11 versus Massachusetts. Versus Coach Cal's team a couple of teams ago. Rutgers -11. It's been bet up to 14.5. Good luck with that one. Betting Rutgers on anything. Good luck there, everybody. And one more. The prophylactic posse, USC, the Trojans of Southern Cal, what CBuzz Steve calls the prophylactic posse. Or how about this acronym, the University of Satan's Children, USC. Who called in and said that? I don't remember. A few years ago. God. Oh. USC, -9.5. It's been bet up to 13.5. -13.5 versus Fresno State, USC. Clay Helton's team. Brew McCoy's newest team, Chris Steele's newest team, USC. Yeah, what do you like better? If we made a rule for the show, would you like prophylactic posse or the University of Satan's Children? I don't think CBuzz Steve, now prophylactic posse is his, but the other one, I'm not sure who that was. Down here in the, we're not sure if we want to serve beer at games, Bible Belt. That probably wouldn't go over well, that term. No, it probably wouldn't. For a good reason, probably wouldn't. I still think it's funny, even though it might not apply. Probably doesn't, but it's still funny. Yeah, you're better off. Back to Brad. If you're going to be playing, if you're going to be wagering, and many of you like that, betting the main games, and maybe a few of you will call and say, Bill, I bet the main games, I'll win. Well, maybe you do. But the public on average loses going that. Couple of ways that on average you're going to lose more than you're going to win. Betting the main games, because that's what you're going to be watching anyways, and betting the favorites. Because your mind is automatically wired to say, well, that team's better. I think they're going to win. I'll take that team minus the points. That's why the contrarian tends to win more than the person who takes the favorite. Yeah, if you have to take the wiring already that you were bored with in your brain, and you have to undo it, and you have to wire yourself to be the contrarian, and then you've got a chance. It's still hard to win that way, but it's the better route than either I'm going to bet the main games because I'm going to be watching Alabama anyways, I'm going to be watching Ohio State anyways, going to be watching Oklahoma anyways, so what the hell? I'm going to take that team minus the points. And it's the mainstream game, so I'm going to win that way. Yeah, do yourself a favor. Get in your brain, undo the current wiring where you're going to take the favorite and the mainstream game and become a contrarian. Hawkeye Jason says, hey, Bill, Brad even thinks there's still room to grow on that Michigan MTSU game that's been bet up. Yeah, Brad says that thing probably ought to be about minus 35. Yeah, good point, Hawkeye Jason. Very good point. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Yeah, Grant called the other day. 30 for 30 Grant. I called him back and said, Grant, is this you? Is this your famous voice? You're the 30 for 30 guy. He says, yes, it is, Bill. It was him. He did the what if I told you thing. Sounded just like him. It was Grant. So we were talking, and he needs his yard because in that yard he's got ticks and some fleas and stuff. He's got that pot-bellied pig that weighs 150 pounds back there. And he also wants to get on a quarterly spray regimen. So we talked about it, and I got to talk to Grant about it again, but a little later this week we're going to have somebody out there. I don't think so. I know so. We're going to have somebody out at his place. He lives out there by Jeff, too, in that area. The Nolensville area. Anyways, we've got a lot of people giving us a call. The number is 615-293-0722. 615-293-0722. For all of your pest control needs, whatever that might be. Now, again, pest control doesn't mean animal rescue. We've had people call and say, hey, there's a big possum in the garage. Can you come get him? I'll say, that's not what the guys do. That's animal rescue. That's a different service. But pest control in general, yes. That is something that can be taken care of in general terms when it comes to pest control. 615-293-0722. You're going to like the pricing. You're going to like everything about it. Give that number a call. Let's get the bottom of the hour here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A triple car crash on 24 West at Briley, south of town, blocking the right lane. Still clearing a crash with injuries on 24 West, as well as several wrecks on 24 East in Jolton. Vietnam Vets traffic slowed westbound thanks to a wreck near the 65 junction. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse Steakhouse in Nashville and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For June, try the delicious Italian sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
I know it's December, but come on to commitments. We had such a good year, number one. Exceeding expectations times infinity. Year number two will be even better, so come on up. We arrive on the 17th of December. That's a Tuesday. Commitments is Wednesday the 18th. That's what everybody can start signing. And we do the show from Bar Lines. Want all of you there. We'll feed you breakfast. It's a big buffet, and it's delicious. And that is on the house. That's right. For those of you who need a room, we get you a special rate at the Omni. For Tuesday night, or if you're like Jupiter Gym and you come even earlier on Monday, go ahead. No worries. But check in out. Now, you're not obligated to get a room. If you're just going to drive in and drive back, that's fine, too. But love to have you. We're going to have a, I guess it's a little bit of a adult beverage cocktail party thing on Tuesday night. And that's just where, beginning whenever, in the late afternoon, early evening, people just start coming by the Bill King Suite at the Omni. And it's an open-door policy. Come and go as you want. You don't need to know somebody. You don't need an invite. You don't need a password. You don't need a ticket. Just show up. It's all you got to do. And love to have you. Just up, everybody up there mingling and hanging out, talking about whatever, football or the family or whatever. Yeah, I'll be up there, but that get-together is about you guys. It's about the fans. So come on up, and we'll have some adult beverages up there. That'll be on the house, too. Yeah, we went through quite – with Jeff from Chicago and company, we went through quite a few adult beverages that Tuesday night. And then the next morning, I have to get up all bright and clear-minded, so I can't be chasing with all you juvenile delinquents. But you can hang out in the Bill King Suite as long as you need to and mingle and have some adult beverages. Then we'll get ready for the next day and do the show from Bar Lines in the Omni and have a blast. Music City Todd will be there. You need to go shake his hand. He makes all this happen. And again, for those that need a room, you can't call the Omni and get that room and the special rate. You've got to go by the link. So if you aren't on social media, because I hear from people say, Bill, I'm just not into the Twitter thing. And I put the link up on Twitter. Email me, BillisKing7, that's the number 7, at gmail.com, and I'll email it to you. I know you've got email. Yeah. Even if you don't have social media, I know you've got email. And if you need that sent to you, just give me a shout, and I'll send it to you. Email it right to you, and that's how you can fill out. You're going to want to arrive either the 17th or earlier. Can't arrive on the 18th, or you're going to miss the show. You could stay through the 18th, but you got to arrive the night before, the day before, or earlier, which is the 17th of December. 18th is the Wednesday. It's always on a Wednesday. And we'll have a blast with it. So let me know if you need a link, and I'll also post it up on Twitter for those of you who are on Twitter. Who did you say we've got, Crazy Charlie, here? Oh, Jude is with us. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Dane. Dane and Jude came by. I saw both of them at commitments. What's up, Dane?
What's going on, man? I enjoyed that last year.
Hey, yeah, you need come the night before. I'll give you an adult beverage.
Yeah. I was at the cocktail party last year.
Oh, good, did you man. Come? See, I remembered you that day, but I don't think I don't remember seeing you the night before.
Yeah, no, I was there. I was there for both parts of it. But,
good.
But, hey, you were talking about a Fulmer a while ago and
I'm losing you, Dane. Dane, I lost you there. Go ahead. Speak into the mic.
Hello?
Yeah, got you.
Okay. If you remember all that, they basically blamed the murder of Logan Young. Remember that?
They blamed Fulmer for global warming, the recession, and any deaths in America. Yes.
Yeah. And, as far as Feinbaum goes, I really think when they did that on the SEC network, Bill, they should have gave you that job. But that's my opinion. You know, but
well, we had a few conversations, but they ended up not going very far.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Your knowledge of football's tons more than what he's got. But anyway, that's all I got to say about it. We'll see you.
All right, see you, Dane. Yeah, Feinbaum spent years trying to literally destroy Philip Fulmer. This went on every day. What was this show back then, 3 or 4 hours in Birmingham? I know, was it 3 to 6 every day, or was it the new format, which is 4 hours? I don't remember, but it was at least 3 hours, literally every day, trying to destroy him over the Albert Means fiasco in Memphis. This didn't go on for a week. It went on for years. Putting all those lawyers on. And look, he made it a successful thing. It was a popular show down there. And literally now, when you've got the SEC network and it's an event where you have ADs or maybe they're on campus for some reason, Fulmer's sitting there right next to him. I mean, can you think of another league besides the SEC? You tell me, where would there be a league outside of the SEC conference where a coach wouldn't go to the SEC football media days because of the threat of a subpoena based on a radio show blasting Fulmer every day with the lawyers that are also staging this? Over the Albert Means thing. Fulmer does his part that year from the SEC meetings on a speakerphone from the facilities on Rocky Top. You name another league where that would happen. Now, I was in Chicago at the Big Ten meetings when the Penn State thing hit. And that was, now that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different circumstance. NCAA basically announced we've all but destroyed Penn State. Matter of fact, every player on the team as of right now, any player, any age, can transfer. And you had Illinois in particular already camping out in Happy Valley. Oh, who was the linebacker? I forget his name. Oh, he's from New Orleans, played at Penn State. Mike Maudy. I just thought of it. So, and I know Mike. He was there representing. He was one of the captains that was elected to represent Penn State. You know, you take a couple of player representatives at each of these events. Each team has them. It's usually an older guy, maybe the quarterback, maybe the stud linebacker, whoever. He was all but wanting to fight people there. He was incredibly mad at what they had done to Penn State. Yeah, Mike Maudy. Good player, too. Yeah, New Orleans kid. Went up there to Happy Valley. I believe his dad, there's a connection. I think his dad played there or something. He wasn't just randomly leaving Louisiana to go to Happy Valley. But I just remember the look on his face was all but spitting blood. He was so mad. So I've seen strange things happen. A couple of years ago at the SEC meetings, remember it was the – remember Hugh Freeze at the podium? And Ross Bjork, who then was the AD. This was really weird. They're sitting there at the podium taking questions. And I hate this analogy, but it's appropriate. So understand what I mean. I mean, it's like, you ever seen a hostage video where you have the hostage and then a couple of spokespeople? And it's being filmed, and then it hits YouTube, right? That's what this looked like. Just blank stares out into space. Hugh Freeze, Ross Bjork, that group. And right after that is when they discovered the phone records and the calls down to Tampa and all that. So, I've seen lots of weird things at that event. At those events. Big 12 meetings. Charlie Weiss, who's so obese he can't get out of the chair when I'm interviewing him. Tuberville, Tubbs, my boy. I remember Stoops like scolding me, Bob Stoops. Tubbs is sitting there. I'm interviewing Tubbs, who now is running for what? Senator in Alabama. And we're in Dallas, and he's at Texas Tech, and he ain't happy there. He don't want to be in Lubbock. It was a gig, but he ain't happy. And this huge fly, now we're inside of a hotel, but this big horse fly lands on his eyelid while we're talking. So Tubbs, and I don't know if he remembers this, tries to discreetly swat this thing, and he smashes it on his eyelid. Like on his eyebrow. And now the guts are everywhere. And he doesn't know this. And Stoops had walked in the room. So when Tubbs got up to leave and it was Stoops' time, he said, "Bill, why didn't you tell him?" I said, "Well, we're interviewing, and how am I supposed to say you've got fly guts all over your eye?" Stoops was like admonishing me. He was half laughing and half admonishing me. "So why don't you tell him, Bob? Why is that my job?" And then Art Briles, who's just a pompous jerk, sitting there blaming me for not giving Baylor enough credit for his winning there. Yeah, he jumped me immediately. Briles did. No, I've been through some good stuff at these things now. I have. All right, let's get one more break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A triple car crash on 24 West at Briley, south of town, blocking the right lane. Still clearing, a crash with injuries on 24 West, as well as several wrecks on 24 East in Jolton. Vietnam vets traffic slowed westbound thanks to a wreck near the 65 junction. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good at participating locations.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines. Or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Christopher Bell took home the Xfinity Series win over the weekend, and Brett Moffitt, the Truck Series win. As the Cup Series had the weekend off, they are headed to Sonoma this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And be sure to like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast: showers and thunderstorms for this morning, mostly cloudy with your high at 86. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 70. Tuesday, more showers, cloudy with your high at 83. And Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King. Fire!
So, Street Coffee, we might have an announcement in a few days about Kenneth. He was down at the Omni on Friday. Got to spend a few minutes with him after the show. Good guy. He was at Commitmas, Soul Street Coffee. Says, Bill, have you smoked a turkey on the Rec-Tec? The answer is yes, I have. Matter of fact, I've done multiple turkeys. And it turns out to be the most incredible thing. I am not a fan of oven turkey. Over Thanksgiving, I don't like it. It's dry. It's like eating a brick. I don't like it. I don't ever want another one out of the oven. I hate it. You do it on the Rec-Tec. Smoke it on the Rec-Tec, and it stays moist. You can go back and get turkey out of the fridge. It tastes completely different than when you're doing it on the stove or in the oven. I love it. And here's the other thing I like to do. One of my favorite things, and you better have time to do this, make time, is then I make with the leftovers turkey gumbo, which is, it's insanely good. It ought to be illegal. It's so good. So, Kenneth, yes, I have done that, and I recommend it times infinity. Jeff Chu says, Bill, former Arkansas coach, Houston Dale Nutt, was at Arkansas for 14 seasons. He earned about $45 million on the field during that run. Arkansas and Ole Miss. He also got 9.5. Let me say that again. He also got a combined $9.5 million in buyouts from the Hogs and Rebels. Additionally, he sued Ole Miss for breach of contract and the smear campaign, and he won an undisclosed amount from that. Yeah, I never saw that number. I don't think it was a lot. I think that was more about ego there. Houston Dale. And now he's comfortably sitting there with all that money, and he's working for CBS. Probably making, Jeff figures he's probably making $500,000 doing that. Probably is. Yeah, Houston Dale can afford a rec tech. Yeah. Good for him. That's good old capitalist stuff right there, which I like. Soul Street Coffee said that he's going to be ordering the RecTech Stampede. That's a good piece of equipment, too. I've got the Bull 700, and I've got the RT340, but the Stampede, they've got a lot of different models. Josh is thinking about getting the BFG. That's the big effing grill. Can't say the word, obviously. Family show. That thing is massive that Josh is talking about. Hawkeye Jason said, Bill, if you're the Big 12 commissioner and Colorado says that they want to come back home, do you take that call? Oh, God, you always take the call. Now, I need to remember, what is the grant of rights that the Pac-12 has? Got to remember, all these leagues but the SEC, they have this grant of rights thing because they're, well, Big Ten doesn't really need it either, but again, the grant of rights, which says if you league, it's going to be worthless because we've got your rights here, your TV rights. And they make them sign these things for like 50 years into the future, infinity years into the future. But yeah, just generally speaking, oh, I take the call, yeah. Yeah, I take the call. I don't know that Colorado would want to come. You got to remember, Colorado culturally aligns themselves more with the West Coast than they do with the Midwest or the Southwest Conference-ish, Big 8-ish. Even though they were in that league a long time, they still align themselves culturally more West Coast. But, yeah, you take the call. Yes. I take the call just for the what if. Not knowing if it would ever go anywhere. Yeah, I need to look up the grant of rights there because it's been a while since I've studied that, and I don't remember. I know the ACC's is really complicated, and it's cumbersome, and it's weighty, and it's expensive. To get out of you, usually there's a lawsuit about it. But yeah, that the grant of rights thing started with everybody threatening during the expansion scare, and it was mainly Big 12 stuff. But you had a little bit of other ACC threatened a little bit, a couple teams. There's always some kind of rumor about, hey, Bill, I heard it's Virginia Tech going to the SEC, Bill. Guy at the bar told me this. Yeah, he was cleaning up behind the bar, and he said he had heard from somebody that Virginia Tech. So during all this, you had all these dumb rumors, most of them unfounded. Yeah, I heard, Bill, that if somebody comes, it's probably North Carolina because North Carolina's academic, and it would add some academics to a academically bankrupt league like the SEC, Bill, other than Vandy. Yeah, I heard Virginia and Virginia Tech are coming, Bill. This went on forever. I just smile and nod my head like, yes, I agree, although I never agreed. That's the best way to get out of conversation when you're me, is just agree. Bill, heard Vandy's going to be picked in the SEC Football East this year. I just nod and say yes, correct. I just nod and acknowledge. It's the best way to move on with things. Hey, tomorrow Gator Dave will be with us. And I got to check on Buck today. He may be out of his meetings. I will check on that. We also have Griff with us. Griff's been on Feinbaum a lot lately. You notice that? Feinbaum loves Griff because he can set Griff up and then get the gotcha moment in there. And Griff doesn't mind. Griff Griff likes the punishment, I think. Yeah, Griff likes the pain. So he goes in there. Griff will say something crazy that's off the pathway. Feinbaum will seize on it, and there you have it. But he keeps going back. Yeah, Griff will be with us tomorrow, and we'll see. If I can think of something that I like in addition to the show. You got to know the rules now. The rules on the show is we don't guest it up to guest it up. And we don't fill time with guests. No, that's everybody. We don't do that. Matter of fact, we're just the opposite of that. At Crazy Charlie 615, say something to Charlie. He's in his brand new facility that they officially turned the switches on today, at least for live programming, carrying all the other programming as well. But say something to Crazy Charlie. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Billis King. Lashbox.